Hey everybody, this is a filler episode. I, Cody, your host, have to go on a very long trip and won't be back for a couple of weeks. So we just decided to sit down and do some bullshit, and the first half of the episode recorded just fine, and the second half we had some technical issues. So this bit will end abruptly at the end without any warning. But the stuff from the beginning to the middle to the abrupt ending is pretty enjoyable. So make sure you come back later, whenever that is, for episode 16, Young Looking Old Dudes, or Guys, whatever it was. Okay, bye. Hello, and welcome to episode 15 and a half of TCI with CT and I. This is a bi-weekly movie review podcast in which we review two movies based on a central theme. Unfortunately, we're not going to be doing a theme this week. This is just going to be a filler episode in which Ian, my co-host, and myself, Cody. That's Ian!
Hi.
We will be talking about film news, recent things we've been watching, and just a whole bunch of giggly things. So, without further ado, I guess I'll introduce him again. There's Ian, right there. He burped.
Hi. I have Africa by Toto stuck in my head.
Dude, I've heard that like three times this week. It's awesome.
It might be the best song ever.
I started up the Forever Young Pandora station, and I have not looked back.
I'm gonna post a picture of us podcasting to the Cinema Ed page. Took a picture. My TV.
I look so much like I'm so enthused. Yay. Yeah, so my entire week has been Cyndi Lauper, Tears for Fears, Depeche Mode. It's incredible.
I wonder if it's gonna post it as me or if it'll post it as the Cinema Id.
I don't know, Ian.
We're gonna find out.
I'm riveting stuff here on the TCI podcast.
Let's see. Ah! Posted it as the Cinema Id.
Wonderful.
Cool.
That mystery is solved. We can move on to the next thing. What so other mysteries do we need to solve?
Loch Ness would be a good one.
I just read a really interesting article. A Buddhist sect in England, interestingly enough, helmed by the first woman Buddhist leader in England, they declared that Loch Ness is real, but it's a naga, a spiritual creature, and it does not possess a physical form.
So you can't see it.
Well, it appears to you like as like a mirage sort of thing, okay?
Okay.
And it responds to a like tributes and emotions and belief systems and stuff. So like the idea is that if you really believe in it and you like in a way pray to it, it will show itself to you.
So the Google Earth image of it, does that mean like Google Earth prays to Loch Ness?
I know what image you're talking. That thing is fucking crazy.
It's nuts. It looks like a giant boat that's sunk, but it has fins and
it does.
Tail.
It has distinct fins and tail.
But it looks more like a megalodon than like a Loch Ness.
Right.
Like what we think Loch Ness looks like.
Well, I've never really thought that Loch Ness was actually a plesiosaur of some kind. I just thought it was a large, unidentified sea creature.
Okay.
So like, you know, a very large shark in a place where there should be no sharks would count. Or whatever. So. That's all I...
You believe in Loch Ness, though. What you're saying.
I believe that there is something in Loch Ness. I don't believe it's Nessie. You know. Like, what people think of when they think Nessie.
What about Bigfoot? Do you believe in Bigfoot, Cody?
You know I believe in Bigfoot.
What about the...
I believe in Bigfoot even more strongly than I believe in Santa Claus.
Well, that's good, because Santa Claus is definitely not real.
That is not true. Santa Claus is like God. If you don't believe in him, he sends you to Santa Hell, which is the naughty list. You don't get any presents. But if you believe in him, Santa is real. If you really believe in your soul. Have you seen Polar Express?
If you think about it, And if you think about it in that sense, Santa's way cooler than God. Because after a year, he just forgets. They're like, oh, it's, the year's over. You start all over.
Exactly.
You can make your way back to the good list.
Because Santa's such a good guy that he's willing to forgive all your sins for real, rather than just saying he will and then putting you in purgatory or hell.
Which doesn't exist anyway.
Wow.
Do you believe in the Jersey Devil?
I believe in the Jersey Devil a little less, actually.
Yeah, that's because I feel like that came around a little bit later than all these other urban legends.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You're right. But I mean, strange things are always popping up all the time, you know? Just because it doesn't have as much age to it doesn't mean it's not as equally weird.
You believe in Slender Man?
Well, no.
Why not?
Because he was created on the internet. But if there were a tulpa that were like had all the attributes of a Slender Man put on that tulpa, then Slender Man would very much be real.
So you believe? Okay, explain it. What a tulpa is?
Jesus Christ, Ian, that's
I'm
two
sorry,
now.
I'm sorry.
You don't even try.
If I hold it in, I'll just get all, you know, stuffed up, and then I won't feel good, and then I won't want to talk.
Okay. Well, a tulpa is a kind of spirit that, when it's believed in, it begins to gain the traits of that particular belief. So if you believe that a tulpa can be killed with a knife, you can kill it with a knife. But it has to be, it's powered by a mass system of belief. So it has to be something that's, you know, widely regarded.
Okay. So I knew that. I wanted you to explain it to maybe some listeners who don't know what that is. So.
Yes, there was an episode of Supernatural about a tulpa.
Yes.
Stephanie.
First season.
Do you want to be a part of this episode? It's a filler episode.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
Well, we're going to be talking about movies that you and I both watch together.
Okay. I'll say things if I feel they need to be said.
All right. Joining us today on TCI with CT and I, our co-host, Stephanie.
Hi, everybody.
What an interesting turn of events.
Yeah. This is why people tune in to TCI with CT and I, because you never know what's going to happen.
We're crazy!
We're a movie review podcast, and we've been talking about nothing but the paranormal so far. But I do believe Sasquatch is real.
Sasquatch.
It's a cock-sucking Sam Squanch over there.
What else? What other urban legend? Wendigo? That's well, I wouldn't say that's much of an urban legend as it is like a scary story.
Well, it dates back. It's folklore. You know, it's not an urban legend, but it's folklore. Native American folklore. So
right.
That goes way back.
Is it pronounced Wendigo or Wendigo? Because I've heard it pronounced both ways.
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Always said it was Wendigo, but...
I always say Wendigo.
Wendigo.
It might be a dialectical thing.
Wendigo.
Yeah. That's Stephanie.
I'm trying to figure it out in my own head.
I think it's all dialect, really.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Sauna and sauna. Mm-hmm.
It's sauna. There's no point. There's one that's right and one that's wrong, Cody.
How do you piss off a fin in 3 seconds?
Pronounce sauna wrong. What else is there? You got any other?
Mothman.
Mothman. Eh. Eh. It's a little far-fetched for me.
I love the idea of Mothman, though.
What's the lore of Mothman? Let's go into that a little bit, because I don't actually know the lore of Mothman.
I don't know as much as I should know, but it's a humanoid-sized creature with wings. Oh, yeah. Like, it apparently has very large bat-like wings. I don't know where the name Mothman came from. I think it came with, like, the face or something.
They probably couldn't use Batman.
Maybe that's what it was. A trademark issue. But he was seen along a number of highways. He was, like, fucking hanging out. And they say he snatches dogs and has occasionally kidnapped people. He just flies off into the night with them. Like Batman might, if Batman were a villain.
There's a movie about Mothman, right?
Yeah, the Mothman Prophecies.
The Mothman Prophecies. That's right, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, have you seen it, Cody?
No, I haven't. Oh, I heard it was awesome. Awful.
You mean awesome? Different AW word.
You saw it?
No, I haven't. But it sounds awesome.
Look at that. We're good at getting on movie topics.
Premise is great.
You know, okay,
that'll be. I just got 9 messages, so I need to look at this.
Is someone dying?
That's what I don't know.
We're going to take a quick breather here while Ian finds out who's dying in his family. I hope no one's actually dying. Yeah, that'd be a really sad really joke then.
No, nobody's dying.
Oh, ha. Good. We're my good. Joke is still funny.
God damn. 10 fucking messages.
Is it all that girl?
Yes.
Oh my God.
11! What did I do? Oh, I asked her what she did today.
And she sent you 11 texts in reply?
She had an interesting day.
Holy shit. We're just sitting here in dead silence.
This is going to be an edit point.
I don't want to do an edit. I have to pack and everything to go downstate tonight. So okay. I want to just... I'm just fucking doing it as is.
Well, I can't say hold on 1 second after she
okay.
sent me 11 right. messages.
Well, you do your thing, and Stephanie and I will talk about Sam Squanch.
Okay.
So, Sam Squanch.
So, Stephanie, tell me what tell me... I'm trying to be a good host here. Tell me some thoughts about any of the things that we just talked about. Sasquatch, Loch Ness, et cetera, et cetera.
I think that they're all going to float through space together in harmony. That's what I think about all of those things.
What does that mean? Like when the Earth blows up?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, the apocalypse is going to happen, but like all of these mythical creatures that aren't really myths will live together in space.
Okay.
They will float through space and time together.
I don't even know what that means. But you heard it here first on TCI with CT and I. Oh, God. Come on, Ian! I'm drowning here!
Talk about Mothman more.
I don't know enough about Mothman.
This should probably be an edit.
Aliens.
I don't want to do an edit, Ian. Please. I don't have the time.
Okay.
I'm leaving in the morning.
One second.
Just skip past this, listeners, because this is awesome.
So Cody and I watch BMX Bandits, which is film news because Ty West has gone on record saying that he loved that movie as a child.
Yeah, and that really makes me question Ty West's taste in movies. But he said he loved it as a child.
Yes.
So.
I'm ready.
Are you back?
I'm back. Okay. Don't look so flustered. Come on.
I don't have a whole bunch of time today.
Bring it together. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm ready. You got talking points, you said.
Yes. Stephanie just said that she and I had recently watched BMX Bandits, which was Nicole Kidman's first movie.
Yeah, it was her debut film. Yep. And it was her attempting like a British accent the whole time.
Was it bad? It was very bad. There were some cool points.
Did you mean her accent or the movie?
Both.
The answer is yes for both.
Yeah. And she, what did you say about Ty West?
Oh, he went on record saying that it was one of his favorite movies as a kid, or one that he revisited quite often as a kid. Anyway, I feel like that's relevant because he just came out with a new movie called The Sacrament.
Yes. And we are going to be watching that tonight. We're very excited. It just hit video on demand yesterday.
Nice. Nice.
Now, do you remember what Ty West has done, Ian?
Did he do Sinister?
No.
No. He did
Insidious?
Nope.
You're thinking
Innkeepers?
Of
Innkeepers?
James... Yes. He did The Innkeepers and House of the Devil.
Okay.
And Cabin Fever 2. actually.
Right.
Which
Yeah,
was a
that's
straight to
right.
video release.
They're
Speaking of Cabin Fever, who knows the news about Cabin Fever?
remaking it,
They're
aren't they?
making a sequel or a prequel to the original
All right,
series
that's what it is.
and a remake of the series
What?
at the same time.
Oh.
Dude, that movie came out like it was only like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
Like,
they're doing
they're
a
already
prequel
remaking it.
and a remake.
That's nuts.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's weird. Let's reboot Cabin Fever, everybody.
I mean, they're rebooting everything else,
Right.
so.
Well, Eli Roth must be super excited because he's gonna get
Yeah.
a shit ton of royalty money off that.
Yeah.
But there's so many better options out there to reboot. I can't think of any on the top of my head, but I know there's better ones than Cabin
There's
Fever.
gotta be. I mean, I would like to see a motel. No, Mountaintop Motel Massacre remake. That movie was so much potential for title alone.
I'd like to see Babysitter Murderers 2 be remade.
Babysitter Murderers?
Murders.
Oh.
Did I
Babysitters were going around and murdering all the children or
That, okay.
All you filmmakers out there, make that movie. I want to
Just
see
write that script now.
that.
Oh, I'd
I didn't
watch
know how bad I needed to see Babysitter Murderers 2.
that.
You should watch Babysitter Murders 2, though.
Oh,
That's the one we talked about the other a couple weeks ago on the podcast.
right. Your adolescent porn.
Yeah. Where she took the killer took a power drill to their heads, which we decided was not a good way to go.
But yeah, a little more on BMX Bandits. I thought it was going to be so bad, like that it would at least get a laugh factor out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found myself losing interest about three-fourths of the way through.
Yeah, it really dragged. But it was cool every time they used their BMX bikes to hit jumps because it did this like psh
Yeah.
noise behind
A plus on the sound effects for that movie.
Like
Yeah,
they had
that was
rockets.
cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
There's a scene where they take them down a water slide, but I was really disappointed in that scene. They did not ride their bikes down the water slide. They just rode the water slide while holding their bikes
what
next to
a bunch of losers.
them.
That's so safe. That's not something a BMX bandit would do.
No, like they were very safe. They were like head to toe in gear too. They had like elbow pads, knee pads, like really specific like outfits that were really like brightly colored. I
Yep.
think they said BMX Bandits
They
on the
did.
t-shirts
They
that they
had
were
matching
wearing.
shirts.
Yeah.
What was the premise?
There's these BMX bandits, and they do these things, these tricks, and they wind up find there's these bad guys too. And these bad guys have these walkie-talkie
They're
things.
like police,
Like police scanner
like,
tap
yeah.
Are they police officers?
No. They imported them from America.
So they're like
which
real high tech.
yeah, which tells you the age of this movie where things are coming from America. And they had like a crate of them that they were storing at a dock underwater in a box. And the BMX bandits found it thinking it was a lobster trap and then started selling them to kids. The bad guys wanted them back.
So they're trying to retrieve some high quality walkie-talkies for like most of
Yeah,
the
so there's hijinks and whatnot after that.
That's that sounds really, really retarded.
It was really dumb. I had such high hopes for that
I was
movie.
very
It's called
disappointed.
BMX Bandits.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary called Bears.
Was it the IMAX one?
I don't know. It came out a couple years ago. It was on Amazon Instant Video.
Okay.
I was gonna fall asleep to it, but then I couldn't because it was too exciting.
Bears are badass.
I watched about 20 minutes of it, and then I was like, I gotta go to bed. I gotta put on something more boring than fucking Bears.
Yeah, how'd you think you're gonna sleep to Bears?
Just put on this soundtrack of whale sounds and then went to bed.
Lull
I don't
yourself to
know if you're
sleep
telling the
anyway.
truth or not.
Well, it wasn't really a soundtrack. It was a documentary about whales. It was not called Whales.
What was
I
it
think
called?
it was is like swimming with whales or something like that, or riding whales and partying with whales.
The deep.
I don't know what it was. But it was just boring enough to fall asleep too.
So on the scale of animal of mammals, actually, whales are below bears. As far as the cool factor.
As far as excitingness goes, like, yeah, I'd say so. Cool factor, that whales are pretty cool, man.
They are.
Don't get me. I like whales. They're huge. They're badass.
Yeah.
I'd like to swim with whales.
They have great self confidence, even though like they're just mostly blubber.
Yeah. They've got it figured out.
They must have great personalities.
I wouldn't want to hang out with bears, though.
No?
No, I don't think so. I remember, okay, this brings up a story, actually. I was riding my bike to a friend's house, and I live way, well, my parents do, when I lived with them. We lived way out in the boonies, in a town of about 100 people. And so my friend, he lived a mile and a half, 2 miles away, maybe, and I was riding my bike to his house. And I saw a bear cross the road about 100 yards in front of me. And I got really scared, obviously. So I stopped my bike and I started looking around on the ground. And I picked up a stick that was about as big as a TV remote. Like, that was going to be my self-defense as I rode past where this bear crossed the road. He wasn't there when I got there. And I rode really slow up to that point in case I had to turn around and start pedaling back, like downhill. And then when I got past where he was, I threw the stick and pedaled really fast. But that's my only encounter ever with a bear. And it wasn't pleasant.
All right.
Have you ever encountered a bear, either of you?
Yeah.
I have not. No.
Did I not tell you about the time I saw a bear?
I can't remember.
I was fishing on a creek.
No.
I was like fishing, working my way downstream, as you do, mm-hmm. You're trout fishing. And I looked downstream, and a bear was doing the same thing that I was doing.
He's fishing. Did he have a rod and everything?
Yeah. Hip waders.
That's crazy.
No, he was just like hanging out next to the stream. And he looked
Black
over.
Bear. Huh? Black bear, right?
Black bear, yeah. That's all we got up here in the UP.
Yeah, that's all there is in Michigan.
Yep. But it looked up at me, and I looked over at it, and then I just sort of, like, reeled in. I just, like, held my pole for a second, and he or she, I didn't get a good look. Just walked off into the woods, like, yeah, whatever. And then I worked my way back upstream.
That's a good idea.
But it, we made that eye contact, and it was like, I respect you, woodland creature. And that was the only time. Well, I've smelled bears in the woods, but that's the only time I've seen them.
I don't think I've ever smelled a bear in the woods.
They smell like garbage.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you feel like you might be near a hot dumpster, but you're in the middle of the woods, you're near a bear.
The best thing to do in that situation is climb a tree.
That's not the best situation. They are fantastic climbers. They're very well known for their climbing ability.
I watched this video of this bow hunter. He was overlooking his bait pile for deer.
Mm-hmm.
And a bear was trudging around in there. The bear looked up and noticed him. And it was like... like that, and the bear, like, they turn, like, they stop moving, they're like, holy fuck, and you see the camera shaking, and he slowly, like, turns the camera, and the bear is in the tree right behind him, and it was, like, a second, like, no edits or anything, the bear was up, and it took the bear a second and a half to climb up the tree.
Yeah.
His tree stands are generally about, you know, 20 or 30 feet up.
Yep.
It's fucking crazy. Don't climb trees, ever.
There might be a bear up there.
there might be a bear anywhere. Get out of that tree! There could be bears!
There's a hive of bears in that tree. bear hive.
That's all I gotta say about bears.
So that was a good tangent on bears we just had. There is a movie trailer I saw that looks incredible. It's called Ejecta. I can't tell you anything what it's about. But it's got the guy who plays Death in Supernatural. And it's directed by the same people who did Monster Brawl.
Oh, boy.
But this movie looks incredible. Monster Brawl was, aside from Herb Dean being in it, it was bad.
It had Dave Foley in it, too, didn't it?
Yeah,
He was one of the commentators.
Yep.
Interesting.
It's so awesome, Herb Dean getting his arm ripped off.
Herb Dean is an MMA referee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Monster Brawl is a movie about, like, Cyclops fighting... What did Cyclops fight? A witch?
I don't know. It was witches. And there was,
like, Wolfman and Dracula. Like, they were all just, like, in a ring.
So but, it was like a Monster Brawl.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So what's the movie called? Ejecta?
Ejecta. The trailer looked incredible, but I have no idea what it's about. But it looks like the guy who plays Death in Supernatural is, like, the main guy. And there were, like, parts where he's, like, screaming and, like, tearing at his hair, crying. And it looks like a really emotionally heavy movie.
he's ejecting emotion.
Yeah. I've never seen him in a lead role before.
I don't think I have either.
Have you, Ian?
No. Uh-uh.
I've seen him in a lot of things.
I'm trying to picture his face. He's got, like, a really pointy face, right? Real skinny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I remember who he is now.
He looks you might imagine Death.
I haven't seen Supernatural in a few months, so I can't. Check it out. Really...
You got to start watching it again.
Dude, I've been watching. I got hooked in a bad way to Arrow. Like
I never stop watching Supernatural though.
Supernatural is one of those shows where I could just binge on it anytime. You know, I just pick it back up and start binging on it.
Right.
I don't know. I wanted to experience something different, I guess. So I've been watching other shows for the last few months, and then I started watching Arrow.
Okay.
And holy fuck. You know how much I love Green Arrow.
Yeah, and I know.
This show is so fucking awesome. I can't get enough. And season 2 is still going on. I got the season pass on Amazon, so I get to watch it whenever there's a new episode. It's just amazing.
Okay.
Derek, season 2 has just been announced. I told you about Derek, right? With Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
Have you watched it yet, Cody?
I haven't. But you did say Ricky Gervais doesn't do his typical Ricky Gervais stuff?
Uh-uh. No, he does not.
Okay, good, because that's why I don't like him. I find him very grating.
No, he doesn't do it. He plays a very, very nice, simple fellow.
Yeah, I'm still going through House right now.
I'm watching a lot of House.
I've been watching a lot of House. He's so cantankerous.
You should love the things that I love, Cody. Watch Arrow and watch Derek season 1.
I just watched 2 seasons of New Girl. Surprisingly awesome show.
Really?
I loved it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Actually, I was totally prepared to hate that show when I started watching it, but I got real hooked on it.
Yeah, I hate Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel.
I refuse to say it, Zoe, because it's spelled Zooey. Like gooey.
I see your point.
Zooey Deschanel. And I don't like her, but it's... The show really isn't even that much about her. It's more about her really awesome roommates. And I don't even dislike her that much in the show after a while.
Why don't you like her?
I feel like she's not a real human being.
Because she's too famous. You hate famous women. That's what the thing is. You hate Jennifer Lawrence and you hate Zooey Deschanel. And those are two of the most famous women on the planet.
I will name some famous women that I love. Gillian Anderson, Ellen, Oprah. Farrah Fawcett.
You love old famous women.
Yep. apparently.
You hate famous image around your age.
Who else do I love? Maggie Gyllenhaal is pretty cool. Don't got a problem with her.
She's older, though, too. She's got to be about 30? 40.
She's in her 40s.
She's in her 40s. Yeah.
She looks really good.
She's
for 40.
Aging incredibly.
She's beautiful. I love her.
All right, I just hate young, famous chicks, I guess. I love Aubrey Plaza. No problems with her.
Okay.
She's young and she's famous.
No, she's like, what is she like? She's got to be 35.
No.
No.
She's in her 20s.
She's like 6, maybe 12. I don't know.
Ian's frozen.
Uh-oh. We're not frozen. Ian. Ian. God damn it, I have to edit anyway. Ian?
Ian, hello?
Yeah.
Where are you?
You're frozen.
I don't know what's going on.
Frozen. Ian?
Can you hear me?